Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's a blessing to be with you. It is a calling and a mission. I am honored to have been chosen to be here with you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And Father, we thank you for the freedom and the liberty that you have given us. It doesn't come from man, it comes from you, O God. We ask for your protection. We ask that you will protect us from the evil one in this land. Protect our president. Please put a hedge of protection around him and those who are truly trying to do your will. Father, we ask that you will guide them. And we know they're not going to get it right every time. We ask that you will guide them and give them great discernment in the decisions that they have to make. And in our lives, what we have to do and have to make, those decisions. Give your people a boldness and courage that we will walk with you, that we'll walk in your way. May we remember whose we are and stay in your will and walk in your way. We thank you for the blessings you have given this nation, and we ask forgiveness that we have taken all for granted and have all but forgotten you, O God. Bring us back. Sometimes that lesson is difficult, but bring us back home, Father. Use CSC Talk Radio to be a beacon of light and hope and comfort and courage, that I might be a blessing to others and that I might glorify your name. For such a time as this, most gracious and heavenly Father, I pray. Amen. It was quite a weekend. We were busy all weekend. But yesterday I was watching, pretty much all weekends, I watch old cowboy movies. It's just kind of our thing lately. I don't know, we're kind of on a roll. And there's one particular station that we, or channel that we watch, that's all the old cowboy movies. I mean, the black and whites. I mean, John Wayne, when it was first a talkie. I mean, you know, it's just, they're old. And then they also have shows such as The Virginian and Big Valley and some of those on Gunsmoke. On it. Well, I was watching an old cowboy movie yesterday, and it was a John Wayne movie, I do believe. And I think it was, I think I like the old cowboy movies because they're always fighting for the rights of the underdog. You know, there was a couple of movies this weekend that were about the sheep herders. One was with Errol Flynn. I don't know how many of you remember Errol Flynn, but, when I was watching yesterday, there was a commercial to promote the shows that were coming up that they carry, and one was The Virginian. And in this scene, he made a statement, and it was a great, profound statement. I had to write it down. When you see a wrong, you fight it. If you don't, you become a part of it. Wow. Now think about that. I guess that's the cowboy version of Edmund Burke's quote, "The only thing necessary for the evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." We are witnessing a lot of evil in our nation today. It's always been there, but we had law and order. In fact, the elected officials take an oath to protect the citizens and keep them and their property safe. What has changed? Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. George Santana, yeah. And in 1948, in a speech to the House of Commons, Winston Churchill had his own arrangement of that same quote. Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it. There is an agenda to remove the history of this nation. There is an agenda to have chaos rape our land and burn our liberty. When the past is no longer, when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. Let me say that again. When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. And that's a quote from Alexis de Tocqueville. Today is Magna Carta Day. Dare we remember the past to secure and lift our present and our future? The Magna Carta was a document that gave certain rights to the English people. King John of England agreed to it on June 15th, 1215. The Magna Carta stated that the king must follow the law. He could not simply rule as he wished. The king had to follow the laws. Not the king telling the people they had to follow the laws. Now I've heard it said, and I didn't get to do all my research this morning, that they handed him that Magna Carta, which it wasn't called that at first. And we're going to go through some of that history on the sword, on the tip of the blade of the sword. They were fed up with the king. You see, liberty is always in the hands of the people. The Magna Carta was written by a group of 13th century barons to protect their rights and their property against a tyrannical king. It is concerned with many political matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. The Magna Carta, on June 15th, commemorates the signing of a great charter that limited the powers of the English monarch. It limited the powers of the monarch, and it gave the power to the people. Our Constitution is based off of that Magna Carta. I would encourage you, I didn't bring it in, yes, I did bring it in here, to go to Chris Ann Hall's website. She sells her books there. This is one of her first. It's not her first, I don't imagine, but it was one of her first, very simply written. Not a living and breathing document. Reclaiming the Constitution. It's Not a Living and Breathing Document by Chris Ann Hall. She's a constitutional lawyer, and she teaches Constitution. Now, I was in church for the first time yesterday. Not the first time ever, just the first time during the pandemic. And I had to write a few things down. We were studying in Nehemiah, and of course you know the story of Nehemiah where he built back the wall to protect the people, and he was given some power and authority by the king. But he refused to take advantage of that power and authority because the people were doing without. You see, the king saw those people as deplorables, just like king government and the elite see us as deplorables today. But when I walked in there, we had every other pew marked off. So you had your social distancing. Some were brave and didn't wear masks. I'm a non-mask wearer. And then others took the precautions, and I have no problem with that, of wearing masks. But I found a little irony in one of the songs we were singing on Jordan's Stormy Banks. You know, that's I Am Bound for the Promised Land. Well, one of the verses says, sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. Fear no more, my friends. Fear no more. Pandemic or no pandemic. Riots or no riots. Fear no more, for you are already free. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about the Magna Carta, and then we will, and when we come back.